Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, lawyers and connoisseurs, bonobo babes and New Year's Eve revelers, all you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex, brothers and sisters. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, or Brahma, or any of the others. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
A, women.
A, women.
Hey, Captain Max.
How you doing there?
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's, Captain Max.
New Year is upon us. Yes, indeed. It's Saturday night in Bonoboville, and we have 1 hour and 26 minutes and 51 seconds before we blast off into 2017. Mm. And we are going to spank out the old anus, or is that anus? Anus horribilis, right? And we are going to whip in a very happy nude rear. Yes, indeed, there's a nude rear right over there. And so I'm very excited to have here in my broadcast bed a galaxy of stars and Domcon Doms. And, wow, just beauties and babes. Yes, indeed. And gas masks. Yes, we are going to need them in the climate change denying era that we are about to embark on in 2017. So, you know, we're ready. Fashion forward with the gas masks. I do want to, just before we start getting really crazy, just have a moment of saying that my heart goes out to the revelers that were celebrating New Year's Eve and were killed tonight in Turkey, in Istanbul. Wow. Yeah, thanks to Bush's war, I think. And, okay, maybe I shouldn't be politicizing it, but I do think we need to make like bonobos, not baboons. And that's my resolution for 2017. So I am very excited to hear about my guests' resolutions and their revolutions. Yes, indeed. And to just take on the new year together. Yeah, yeah, right. So I've got all these, like, kind of New Year's things here So I want to give them out. Yeah, you can pass them out.
And while you're doing that, Dr. Susie, one thing that came to my mind about...
Oh, it's Danielle.
Hi.
How did you grab a microphone so quickly?
I just am so desperate for attention.
Yes,
no,
you are, I guess.
But, you know, last week after the show, we said something that was really staying with me all week, and this idea of death being this ultimate pleasure, and in the way that the French call orgasming, what is it, le petit moi, the little death. And so, you know, when you mention the people in Turkey, that's where my mind goes. I sort of go, okay, wow, what a way to go out, what an ecstasy. And I try and see them in that light.
Well, I prefer le petit moi to le grand moi myself. I would like to have many, many more petit mois before my grand moi, and I'm sure that those people wanted that too. So I don't know what to make of that, Danielle. But hey, Happy New Year! Woo! Danielle Watts, brothers and sisters, and Chef Be Live, and Jay Tirico, and my lovely assistant, Gypsy Bonobo. Yeah, yeah. We have more of this stuff that we need to give out to maybe some people in the audience as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's New Year's for you guys too, so apologize.
So, you know, one of the things I do want to do tonight is spank out the old anise, you know, the old year, and whip in the new. And so I'm very excited to have several fantastic DOMs here from DomCon, which we love DomCon. And
yeah.
And blow my horn, baby. That is Goddess Phoenix. Goddess Phoenix, please come forward and sit on my broadcast bed. And I'll just...
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Look at you. You look fantastic. And you need a microphone. There we go. Goddess Phoenix, this is your first time in Bonoboville, though we've met at DomCon on the red carpet where you're the hostess.
Yep, with that the is mostest. My event.
Yes, at the opening night, which is so glam.
It is, and you are amazing every time you come on that event.
Well, I'm coming again this May in 2017, and I'm actually going to be a guest of honor.
Yay! Woo!
Yay. Thank you, Mistress Cyan, who actually gave me my first adult birthday spanking in 2005.
That's an honor. So,
yes, yes. My first adult. I mean, I'd had a few when I was a kid, but they don't count, really.
They weren't from Cyan.
No.
Well, if you'd like another one for 2016 ending and bringing in the new 2017,
yes,
we can arrange that.
So I'm really excited about your whips here. Can you do a little flourish with these things?
These are
very, very glittery and New Year's. I mean, look at these lights. Wow. I just feel like I'm in New York City with the Big Apple falling down. Yeah. Wow. Ooh. Thank you. Nice. So glittery. Beautiful. And so you're here for the first time in Bonoboville. And where's your microphone? Oh, there we go. So do you have a New Year's resolution?
Lots of more sex. Lots of more sex. Yes.
Okay. Lots more sex. Yes. Okay. All right. Now, I think that a lot of people are wondering, like, how do you like to have sex? I mean, do you like to have it with a submissive at your feet, licking you as you whip him? Or
oh, yeah. Keep going.
Yeah? That's it.
There's so many different ways. So many. You just can't name one. There's so many different. But as long as there is a submissive, whether it's male or female, at my feet, that's good. And then in my bed as well.
Yes. Okay.
Why stop at my feet, right?
Well, we're going to start at your feet, perhaps. I don't know. Are you feeling submissive? Possibly. I don't know if you can do any licking with that thing on. You've got a big mask on, but you can just nuzzle up to her feet, perhaps. Mm. There you go.
Mm. Well, I got a spanking earlier, and I it was really wonderful.
Honey, who'd you get a spanking by?
Goddess Phoenix.
Oh.
Would you like another one by the end of the night?
I would love another one, as many as you want to give me.
Honey, how long is the show?
Well, we do have to spank out the old year, so we could start right now with a little spanking.
We can do that.
Yeah. Like maybe over the knee, or how would you like her?
I have to say I'm new to all of this, and I have such respect for this whole thing. So, you know, that's my...
She really started getting her spankings at Spanksgiving. Adult spanking.
For the first time, I'll be gentle.
That is. You can take those off, yeah. You can take it all off. All right, here she is, Danielle Watts in her little New Year's Eve booty shorts.
Whoa.
Right. So, yeah, just tell me what to do.
Okay.
Okay, all right. All right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And she's giving it a fairly light touch. Yeah. Just really tenderizing the meat there. Yeah, that's what I would call that. Very, very feminine touches. And now a stroke around and a whack and a whack. Whack out the old year and in with the new. Yes. Whack out that old year. Oh, yeah.
What happens? Yeah. Has anyone ever farted while you've been spanking them?
Oh, you get punished for that.
Not lived and told about it.
But this kind of sounds like a...
So, it's so relaxing. I just...
All right, well, you will get more. And we also have the Sibian, by the way, Danielle.
Wow. Thank you, Goddess Phoenix. That was... I'm just going to have to breathe and shut the fuck up. Normally, I always have to explain something, you know, because I'm...
Oh, honey, they have puppy pads at the
door.
Trying
to be smart.
What
does
that
mean?
You'll be all right.
Well,
your orgasm will be fine right here.
We're getting rid of too many of these, okay?
Oh,
so
puppy pads?
We need some for beautiful. New Year's.
Absolutely.
Okay,
what do I do with those?
Okay.
Those are all for the orgasms to soak right into, so you don't mess up her floor. Yes, I'm a pro, Tom. I'm pro professional.
You are a pro.
She looks like a professional.
She is.
And I like professionals.
Mm-hmm. You're getting spanked next.
Ooh.
I hope that's a promise, and I hope that's a New Year's resolution. I don't know.
Oh.
But first, I want to introduce the lovely Dom Porcelain, Mistress Porcelain Midnight.
Ow.
Could you come up here, Mistress Porcelain Midnight? Look at Mistress Porcelain's outfit. She is just a New Year's firecracker by herself.
It doesn't get better than that.
No.
Right there.
Wow.
Whew.
So beautiful.
It's good having you.
So shiny. Whoa. Nice. So do we have a microphone? Here we go. Oh, hello. Hubba hubba.
Hello.
I've missed you.
I missed you as well.
You look so beautiful with
your
jewelry and your tattoos and your glitter. Everything is just ready to explode.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
This is like New Year's gift on the Dark Susan Box Show.
And
thank you.
What is your New Year's resolution?
To find more financial subs to buy me more diamonds.
Yeah.
Right.
Queen, yes.
Tribute.
Diamonds, just, I always need more.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
They absolutely are.
Okay. Okay, and so you have subs that are kind of like, would you call them money slaves? Or
pay piggies, financial subs.
Uh-huh. Any of them here?
Wallet rapers.
Our wallet rapers, yes. Mm-hmm. Give me all the jewels.
Oh, you like those too.
Honey, let's give you a bigger one. Blow on this. Oh, that's it.
Ow, ow, ow. Nice.
Very nice. Very, very suckable horn you've got there.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Well, thank you for having me back. I love being on your show.
Oh, you are just such a creative dominatrix. I mean,
I am.
You shot Nerf darts into Jackie last time.
That was amazing. Mm.
And you've done so many other fun things.
Very first time I went to a sex club, a dungeon, as you know.
At Sanctuary,
yeah,
correct.
Sanctuary, and I was very honored. She asked me if I could be like an extra model, so I thought I was just to be on the sidelines. Like
vampire blood wrestling.
And my hair was dyed, but you know what? I would dye my hair any color for this woman because she is that good.
Thank you.
Any guy, I was there, and there was guys were letting you nail their penises, their dicks to sawhorses.
Yes, that was on
so
Halloween.
I think that every girl take a note.
And when you say nail, what do you...
With a nail.
With a nail. A hammer and nail. I nailed his balls to a sawhorse on stage.
Wow.
And I loved every minute of it.
Live is wincing.
He liked it.
He had a hard time with hot wax Hanukkah. We dripped wax on his balls, but he tried so much.
He
likes
you
to
a
try.
For effort.
I don't know. I feel that I'm all up for new experiences, and that was definitely one. I realized, okay, I can have all these wild fantasies and kinks or anything, but it taught me that I can choose not to do something as well.
Absolutely.
It's called a hard limit.
Yeah, I got to experience it, though. I got to actually experience it.
Yes.
Just remember, ouch is not a safe word.
Yes.
And I also like to say that, she's amazing with the wax as well. You know, like both, this is a wax, if you want to do this, this is where you would look right now to be for idolizing how you do it. Because both, I've had both, and no marks, felt good.
You're welcome. Yes, we poured wax on you.
And I got it from Jesus from you, and I got it from Hanukkah from you. So, I mean,
right.
We're
covering almost all the religions.
Thank God.
We have to get a Muslim candle, I guess.
Done. Bring one and I'll do it.
I'm here.
And a Hindu candle as well.
Don't forget Kwanzaa.
It is Kwanzaa.
I'm all in.
It's Kwanzaa. Right. Kwanzaa is kind of like Hanukkah. You have all these candles and stuff.
And they look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Had some green ones.
Hot
in there.
Wax Kwanzaa.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the hot wax and the fire would be compatible with all of the, what are these called?
Party favors.
Poppers. Poppers. No, that's something you snort, right? No. Oh, no. Those are poppers, right? No, we're not snorting
flashback
them.
Flashback to the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay. These are just the, we only unfortunately have the boring poppers tonight. But you know what? It's
what?
Gonna be
we
a
have
great
boring
time.
Poppers.
Hey, well, I would like to flashback the 50s. Poppers.
But they are called Magnum poppers, so we got to give them props for the name.
You know what, Danielle's always paying attention to the details.
And that's why I went to college.
We also have Magnum condoms, just in case there's someone large out there. Large, but we're in charge. Which brings me to a question for the Doms. If you could dominate Donald Trump, that's his original name, what would you do?
CBT.
CBT. Okay.
I would nail his balls to the wood, to the sawhorse.
All right.
I'd like to see
why
that.
I would say castration.
Maybe Gypsy, could pull him out. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, can
castration.
I
And so I didn't hear that. I need to hear this. This is Trump therapy.
Wow. CB, what does that stand for again?
Cock and ball torture.
Cock and ball torture.
Happy nude rear.
Wow.
Ooh. Is this allowed on Facebook?
Well,
don't show this on Facebook.
I don't think. think anything we do is approved on Facebook.
No, no. We're on there quite a bit.
There are lines.
You know, I have to say, it gets pretty intense. I had a phone sex therapy client this week that had a cannibal fantasy. Cannibalism, is that what they call it?
Vore.
Yes. That's vore. And
his dick fell off.
Went on a whole...
only.
No, seriously.
On a whole trip, you know? It was like I had to face some demons in myself. Do you know about that?
I guess he's had such... I see.
Gosh,
oh, his head got turned around. He was tortured so much. All right.
Yeah.
We're fixing the Donald. Yeah, he's a mess.
Right?
Right.
Well, we knew that.
He is. He is. We have to give him some love, and in our world, love means cock and ball torture.
He's already been in CBT, massive amounts of it. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, okay.
Oh, so honey, he needs a can of fix a
with
flat.
Small penis syndrome.
He needs a can of fix a flat, miracle growth.
Chia seeds?
Oh, I rode that little dick.
Danielle rode that little dick.
It was quite fun. It
hey, you it know, was, it's hard. It stays hard.
Yeah, it stays hard. It was a nice tickle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
he
so
got
here he is.
Squashed pretty good, too.
I'll just hold him right here. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And New I Year. Want to introduce some other people on my beautiful stage area. Yeah, actually, why don't I just put my feet on his balls here.
Ooh, yeah. Trampoline.
You know, this is my therapy. I kind of do things to him like he's a voodoo doll.
Touché,
makes me
Dr.
feel
Susie,
better about the whole thing.
And Porcelain does it with such.
Yeah, she does it. She's a professional.
Well, no, you both are. I mean, but gosh, okay, I'm ready for this, though.
Well, honey, don't forget me. I'm a professional, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, those beautiful boots, I got distracted by the beautiful whips. So I'm so sorry about that. And now I see it all, and it's all good. It's all good.
I want to introduce Lonnie Legend.
Lonnie,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, we brought the Sibian out.
Yes,
you
want to
take?
I'm
you want to ride excited. The Sibian into would. The new year?
I would.
Maybe. Wow, that should be
no
exciting.
Maybe there.
Okay. And we are very excited to have you here, and you're up for AVN Awards.
I am.
Yeah. You guys, don't forget to go and vote every day for most epic ass. Is the
most
fan vote.
Epic ass.
I'm nominated.
Do we get to see this ass?
Yes.
I've got a great photo.
Can we have a look? Happy nude rear. We are now going to have a look at the award-winning ass. Nice stockings.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very
oh, yeah.
sweet.
This is actually a good show on Facebook, briefly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Very epic. Right. And we have Dirge Magazine's Renee Asher pickup.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be back. We're a little tight here. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a little tight. It's good to be
That's
tight.
What he said.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a black cat around your neck.
I've got a black cat around my neck.
Ah. Is that what you're following into 2017?
Well, see, at... Me personally, and I think a lot of people at Dirge Magazine would agree, a lot of the things that people think are dark and bad, we think are awesome. So I love black cats.
Uh-huh.
We like pussy.
Well.
Exactly.
Hey, dark, we're talking about cock and ball torture of Donald Trump, so.
I know. I'm very excited to get some tips because I feel like I didn't come at that event with the right strategy when I was here. I think cock and ball torture is the way I should have went.
Yeah.
I have some regrets now.
The facing was good, though.
Yeah. Well, for me. No.
I mean, is it more difficult when it's as tiny as the Donald's?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you can't
you really
like,
have
wrap
to get
it
the
out.
Really have to get the heel.
Honey, that's when you have to use dental floss.
All right.
Toothpick.
I do kind of have a serious question, though. When somebody comes to you wanting cock and ball torture,
yes,
I imagine that they have to really know deeply that that's what they want. And in knowing that, do you respect them maybe, I don't want to say more than other clients, but do you know what I mean by that? Is it?
It's not a sense of respect them more than other clients. Mm. It's a sense that they're coming for a fetish, something that they like. So it's all clients are respected.
Yeah.
Just because they want to get their balls tied up doesn't mean I like them more.
Woo!
It's personality.
Ooh, right.
And I can ask you, are you a Southern Belle? Because I feel like I get this like spicy Southern sense from you.
I'm Apache. Lechimon Gapo Nasia
Kinehana
Kisia. Oh, my God. Wow. Apache.
Oh, my God.
You know, I want to give a New Year's Eve shout out to the water protectors.
Yes. Absolutely.
I am so in awe of them. And I've been so, like, messed up about everybody, the left and the right, in these last couple of months. And these water protectors up there in North Dakota have given me inspiration. So, yeah, if I was 20, I'd be up there. But love you guys.
Thank you for that shout out. Goddess Phoenix and I are both American Indian. I'm half Blackfoot Indian and half Greek.
Wow. Well, sexy combo. Wow.
Thank you.
And I'm half Apache and the rest bitch.
Yes. Own that title. Anybody calls you a bitch?
It's Miss Bitch.
Miss Bitch. Goddess Bitch.
Yes, ma'am. Goddess Bitch.
All right. And moving right around, we have Mistress Jacqueline. Yes. Welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank you so much. It's Jacqueline Dumont, Mistress, Madam, Diva.
All right. And you are also a bitch, Madam. Dominatrix, a pro.
Yes, I am.
And this is your first time here in Bonoboville?
It is, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Welcome.
Miss Porcelain told me so much about it and convinced me that I had to come here.
Well, excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So what would you do to the Donald if you could torture him in any way?
You know, I do love CBT.
Yeah, okay.
But I love small penis humiliation.
Oh, okay.
Lots of verbal.
Verbal. Like, what would you call it?
A dinky winky.
Ooh, dinky winky.
I like that.
Aww. It's pretty dinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those little sausages. What are those called?
Cocktail Franks.
Yes, cocktail
right.
Franks.
We have them to eat. Right, yeah. They're nice hors d'oeuvres.
Little smoky. That's your
part. Yes. Yes. Humiliation. Or now, that's an interesting kind of subject that people come to you gals for, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the difference, though, is a lot of people like little smokies in their mouths, but I don't think very many people want to put Donald Trump in their mouth.
Well, I like shrimp cocktail.
Right. Well, shrimping is what you do when you eat toes, right?
Sometimes.
But
I do run some foot fetish parties, and
you're the queen of foot fetish parties.
I kind of am.
Own it.
I am.
Jacqueline Dumont is the queen of foot night.
Can we see your feet? Oh, well, that's your high heel, and now we remove...
Don't take it off yet.
Don't take it off yet. It's got to be like
it's got a popper in it.
Dangle.
A dangle. The dangle.
Slow.
Right.
No. Honey, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look at this.
Don't interrupt her art.
She's got it dangling from her big toe.
That is some foot seduction.
Yeah. Woo! And off we go. Like a popper. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way you built up all that anticipation.
Yes.
That's. I'm learning how to do that a little bit better.
Well, just come and see me, sweetheart.
Okay.
You give lessons?
Of course.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of doms are giving lessons lately.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually have a dom school.
Dom school.
Mm-hmm. At DomCon this year.
Yep. Yeah. I created Dom School a few years ago, and now we're going to implement for DomCon. So it's where we train doms to be professional dominatrixes who we teach safe, sane, and consensual and the correct way of doing things.
Right.
Instead of, you know, some of these bitches that pick up whips from Starship and said, I'm a dom.
Or escorts with whips.
Do you have like a beginner's?
Need a little help?
We do. We have a beginner's 101 course. Come see me.
We do have a 101 course.
GoddessPhoenix.com, honey. I'll sign you up.
Yeah, DomCon. It's in May, and it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. All right, so I met, I met Madame Suzina.
Goddess Suzina.
Mm-hmm. 17 years ago. Yes, but I also met you again at DomCon.
This is true. I met you 17 years ago when I first moved to California, and I am a true Southern Belle.
Oh,
you can tell
yes,
by my accent.
Definitely.
I moved out cross-country when I was the little tender age of 27, and I think I met you within the year, and I was really taken back by your nice little party. Everybody was lounging, and there's sofas. And
we love to lounge.
So comfortable. You came in, and everybody was so welcoming, and it was a very nice event. Very nice event.
Well, welcome back. And now we're here in Bonoboville, LAX.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and Happy New Year. Yeah. Yeah. So, do you have any special ways you'd like to dominate the Donald?
Well, I would probably make him suck my cock.
Okay.
That little mouth, you might find that difficult because I have, you know, a nice unit.
Well, he's got a fairly open mouth here.
It's very forgiving. I see that. Yes.
Yeah. It can open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you bring your cock?
I did not.
Oh.
I did not know Donald would be here.
Oh, well.
He's a regular here.
Yes.
Well, now I know. And I'll be properly prepared next time. Absolutely.
Well, okay. But Happy New Year. You have any New Year's resolutions?
You know, I make New Year's resolutions, but they don't always get carried out. So I just want to be the best I can be. The best I can be, whether that be personal or professional or whatever. I just want to be the best I can be. And speaking of the best, I got involved in the lifestyle professionally about 7 years ago. I met Goddess Phoenix in Atlanta at this wonderful party. Yes, and I was just taken back by her beauty and her presence.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, you have to come see me, na-na-na-na. So we connected. And
there was a lot of na-na-na-na.
Yeah, there was a lot of na-na-na-na. And she invited me to attend Dom Trips. And we went to the Dominican Republic. It was very nice. It was an awesome resort. We took the whole resort over. And it was just days and nights filled with, you know, fantasy and costumes and just a plethora of fun. And that's where I attended to her Dom school. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much from her. She has been such a mentor in my development of my professional.
I love you.
Professional Dom.
Aww.
And, yeah, she taught me so much. And she continues to teach me all the time. I really enjoy being with her, learning from her. And yeah,
that's so nice.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful thing, and I feel that the Dom sisterhood is very much like the Bonobo sisterhood.
Yes,
where
it is.
The girls stick together and dominate the boys.
Absolutely.
And the boys like it. You know, I mean, that's a key. That's a key. The boys in Bonoboville do enjoy the domination that they experience, and they actually stay younger longer than their common chimp counterparts. So they have less stress, and somehow it all works out. I don't know how much cock and ball torture they get, but a little bit. I mean, sometimes there's this one scene in this one film where a bonobo female is holding the bonobo male's balls as they kind of play ring around the rosy until, you know, she feels that he has submitted enough, and then she fucks him.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
I gave Donald your book.
Oh, yeah, he should read it. Yeah. He doesn't read, though. That's the problem, you know.
There's a lot of things he should read. Maybe he could start with the Bonobo Way.
He should. We keep trying to get him to read it, but, you know, we did get a safety pin in his ear. See that?
Maybe his wife could read it.
Or someone could read it to him.
Yeah, someone could read it to him. Someone sexy like you.
Bonobo bedtime stories for the Donald.
Yes.
That'd be good therapy for him.
Yes. We are trying to give the Donald therapy, even as we give ourselves therapy for having to deal with the Trumpocalypse ahead of us. So, here we are. And next, we have Aldous.
Yeah.
Aldous. Aldous. How do you pronounce that now?
Aldous.
Aldous. Aldous.
Aldous Isaiah.
Aldous Isaiah.
Yes.
Welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you.
I'm excited.
You look like a real New Year's treat.
Oh, thank you.
You do. Look at this cute little outfit. Can you model this?
I wanted to stand up.
Yeah.
Let's see your jewels, darling.
Oh. And your nipples. Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
I love the way those nipples can be freed so easily. In that outfit.
Oh, yes.
Where is this going?
Yes, that looks like it's... Whoa! Well, the headset
that
fell
was
off.
A bad idea.
Okay, careful with the Facebook camera. But yeah, the top comes off very easily. We like that in Bonoboville. So
I like that all the time.
Welcome.
To be honest.
So you're an erotic artist? What are you?
I've been a sex worker for 8 years.
Yep.
I've been a sex worker for 8 years, and I just started filming stuff. Most recently, I royally buttfucked Jackie with a giant horse cock.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yes, I think I
saw
that.
I'm flogging her later.
He showed me the horse cock. Oh, my goddess.
Yeah.
She was, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
You have a
That's
fan
with the
over
paranormal
here in
perversion.
Yeah, they're great. I love them. They're
yes.
so inspiring every
Miss
time.
Miss Freudian Slit, shout out to you. Yeah. So did you wear this horse cock, or
we tried to get it to fit into one of the harnesses. It was too big, so then we found some rope and we tried to rig this weird thing, and then eventually it was really heavy too. So I'm just there, like,
yeah,
trying to really like keep this thing situated in Jackie's lovely butt. And
yes.
like also give it like the motions it needs, and not, you know, not like ruin form. Sorry.
Yeah, she's got it.
I promise I know what I'm doing. But it was a challenge, but it was so much fun. And I like there's something about having like 20 pounds of meat between your legs. That was just
yeah.
like, I guess.
How did it make you feel?
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So women do have penis envy? Freud was right about that?
I don't know if it's like a penis envy or if it's just like the excitement of you're about to get to do something that you can't usually do.
Uh-huh. Something different.
It's not that I want one. It was more like, oh, this will be a fun time.
And it was a fun time.
It was.
Did you get it?
Oh, it was incredible.
That's great.
Did you get it all the way in?
How far did we get?
Seven inches.
Well, just, yeah, seven. It's like
was it like...
No, it's bigger.
Oh, like double this?
It's... I don't know if it's quite... Is it
maybe
as
like
big as this?
Honey, that's bigger than 7 inches.
Correct, too, for a horse cock.
That's right. I held it.
We really should have borrowed it.
It's a real life test.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
All right. Ooh.
So there's a horse somewhere out there that let us borrow his dick.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Donald is... not taking it all in his mouth, but he's licking it.
He's shutting up, which is what's
the
important.
The tip is gagging him.
But his dick is growing.
Is it?
A lot.
Oh, wow.
He's enjoying it. Maybe he really is a cuck servative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think it's very funny, kind of ironic, that a lot of these very sort of conservative people that call people that aren't conservative enough cuck-servatives are often having fantasies of being cuckolds, right? Do you find that?
Yep, all
absolutely.
The time. Yep.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of cuckold clients?
I don't get a lot. I get requests for them. I will see a couple depending on who they are, if their interests are in line with mine. Doing cuckold as a dom, it has to be a couple that I feel comfortable doing those activities with.
Right. Well, right. If you're going to actually have a guy in the picture.
Absolutely.
You could just do it like Madame Jacqueline does, where you just do the humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And what do you think people want humiliation for? I mean, is it like a Zen thing, like having your Zen masters slap you across the head?
It's one aspect is people are, my clients that come to see me is they're CEOs. They run companies. They're so used to telling everybody else what to do.
You hear
so
that?
They truly try to run the fucking country, Donald. Mm. And so they just want to be bitch slapped once in a while and told, you know, that they're nothing but small dicks.
Right. That's what he needs. Maybe that would, you know, be good for the country.
Yes, Donald. Goddess Phoenix. Come see me.
I want his wallet.
I don't know.
All of it over.
He may not have as much in his wallet as he acts like he has, you know.
He spent it all on gold furniture. He doesn't have any for you.
True. I might have to catfight Melania for it, too.
Yeah. That could be fun.
Ooh, you know, I would love.
We'd all like to see.
I'd love to play with Melania, actually. She's pretty hot.
She is hot. Yeah.
She's stunning.
We kind of would have her on the show and
absolutely
treat her well. Yeah.
I actually have a lot of respect for her.
I actually get annoyed when people slut shame her.
I have to agree. I think she's a very well-educated woman. I have a lot of respect for her.
Honey, every woman has married a dick once in their life.
Exactly.
Or lack thereof.
It's only once, if you're lucky.
Okay, so I now lost my countdown, by the way.
My
countdown is gone.
The clock says 11:11. That's
right.
That's a good
okay.
11,
and
11.
I have a bonobo in front
Infinite
of
flow.
The clock. So that's right in front of the. Yeah, I need to is have
it,
that one. Yep.
Is it actually 11:11 right now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's getting there.
Does anyone else know the significance of 11:11?
Oh, I see 11:11 all the time. Aren't we supposed to all make a wish?
Yeah. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
That's all I know.
And in numerology, 11 is... No, 22 is the most perfect number, so...
Well, what about 17? That's what we're going into.
Yes.
Right.
That's an 8.
Right?
It's an awkward 8.
8 is infinity.
17 is the most awkward age of any teenage person. So you know what? I'm excited for new things, new awkwardness, and you know, you just get to start your own shit. I think that's 17's about.
It's 8. Yeah. It's infinity, too.
And listening to hopefully some...
Money.
Yes, that's true.
All the money.
Abundance.
Well,
we Don like money.
Con, come watch these girls put on a class and learn about money and ass. I'm excited.
Aren't you a poet?
I don't even know it.
Okay, so we are now going to, let's see, we're going to spank out the old year with some spankies. So Danielle already got her spanking.
I want to spank.
You want to spank? Jackie. Okay.
Jackie. I'm Jacqueline, not Jackie. Okay?
No, we know that.
Let's make that point right
but
now.
But right behind you.
I'm going to spank her with the book, my favorite.
Oh, yes.
Jackie.
Here, can you please use this one?
Yes, I will use whatever book you like me
to. Yeah, because this is a little more spankable. All right, so here she comes.
Jackie Blue, you're looking amazing this evening. I'm enjoying the leather.
Is up for a couple of awards from the Tees.
Mm-hmm.
Meow.
What awards is this Jackie?
She is up for the Miss Unique and also Best Internet Personality.
Congratulations.
Woo! Congratulations, beautiful.
All right, so where do you want her?
On your knees now. Bend over. Mm. Very good. Do I have your permission to spank you?
You have my explicit
Wait, talking to the mic. Yeah.
Always want to have
you
consent.
You have my explicit permission.
Ooh, we like it to be explicit.
Thank you.
Yes, explicit and enthusiastic consent. We are spanking out the old year.
Jackie, you're wearing
with
those,
the bonobo way.
Those wax marks so beautifully. I'm in awe. From the last week's Hanukkah wax.
Wow.
It's really profound.
Wow.
Show no mercy.
Give me the book.
This is so great. I feel like
I'm warming her
education.
Up. Give me a minute.
I have the finest lineup right here. Like this
really?
Is as good as it gets right here. Fetish World. I hope you're paying attention.
I've seen Jackie sub before, and it's blown my mind. Ooh. So she says it's nothing all the time. So, oh, wow.
Yo.
Yeah.
Ow.
Wow. Oh, that's so nice.
Spank out the old year. Blog in the new.
Wonderful.
Oh, honey, you just got half the chapter. Now you're getting the whole book.
Okay.
Passing
here
the
she
throne.
Goes. Goddess Phoenix.
Take liberties.
Get all the way down
Whoa.
On your knees. Good girl.
She's a power spanker.
Oh.
Whoa.
Ooh. You know, that takes me back to spankings my mother used to give me.
Right?
Really?
Right? My dad's belt. Like, I'm... Oh,
wow.
She whacked
She's
you that hard.
Very bad
See,
girl.
That's not right. Don't spank your kids. Spank consenting adults.
Yeah. I got
Listen
spanked
to Dr.
hard.
Susie.
And switched.
Because I agree. I think the last time I saw a spanking like this is I did some really messed up stuff.
The moral is to hug your kids and spank your friends.
Oh,
yes.
That's a good one. I like that.
When I get spanked, it's a reward.
I can't even
explain
what's...
Oh, welcome to the fetish world, my friends. Welcome to the fetish world.
I can't explain how much this brings up from my past of being a kid and get switched and paddled and belted. And it's, like, really intense. Like,
it brings, I couldn't
I could
be
feel,
in a
I could
better
feel
place right
working
now.
Through some stuff. Thank you.
Well, that's what we do here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. We work through your stuff.
Speaking of working through stuff, we've got an alarm going off over here. Does anyone know what that's about?
I don't know, but it's not New Year's yet, right? We have 42 minutes and 13 seconds.
Sounds like a New Year's smoke detector.
Hold the mic. Let me hold the mic. What did you say?
I said, we're going to put this book right here so everyone can see it, and we're going to get into a really good hard spanking.
Oh. Hard
Are you ready?
The bonobo way.
So ready.
Whoa. Yes. Whoa. Yow. Happy New Year. Yeah.
You know, there's something really tribal about watching you, and I just have to say, I read a lot of Joseph Campbell and the mythology of the Native Americans, and there's a lot of...
It's called butt bongo.
Yeah, well, someone said syncopation. But there's something really powerful in your strength and your and the ritual of it, and the sacrifice of it, and the way that you bring us all together...
Thank you. It's an appreciation for the arts and having someone to enjoy it because and it's not just not the subs that get into the headspace. Mm. Us doms, we get into a space too.
Oh, yes.
So doing that type of a spanking, that's just a warm-up for her. I mean,
yes.
She hasn't had everything yet.
She's really taken it.
Woo,
good.
Honey.
And she's kind of like, speaking of, you know, ancient Native American practices, the sacrifice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, of course, this is
Cherokee,
just the little
the
death, not the big one. So we're grateful for that. But she is, you know, taking the pain for the community in a way.
Thank you.
I am also Cherokee, by the way.
Oh, we're just full of Native Americans tonight. No dapple.
On both sides of my family.
Jackie, I just want to check in with you. How are you doing with your ass trampoline with my feet?
Oh, I couldn't be in a better place right now.
Great.
Yeah.
Always want to check.
Oh,
on
yes,
your
you
subs,
could. Right between my legs.
Make sure that while you're sessioning.
I stand corrected.
Wow. Jackie, you're amazing.
Ooh.
Always want to check in with your subs and slaves while you're playing with them, just to make sure that they're doing okay. So that's why I was checking in with her.
As a warning, if I start going into subspace, my mouth does not work. So asking me questions won't do much good. You'll only hear gibberish in return.
Well, now
well, we have sign language for that.
Now we have these beautiful light-up whips. Can you kind of use them?
That just means go Jackie. Until you yeah. want to stop.
Jackie.
Yes.
Up.
Don't
drop that book.
Oh. Got the book. Standing what?
Yes.
And oh, the Donald fell down. Oh, no.
Of course he fell. He doesn't have anything to keep him up.
No. Wouldn't it be the best trying to gift if someone found him face down in his own crotch tonight?
Mm. Yeah. All right, so
Donald,
now we've got these fabulous whips of Goddess Phoenix.
I'm going to give you a four-count command. I'm going to give you... Honey, that doesn't work. Give me a good one.
No, it's working.
Yeah, it does. Well, I hear you.
They'll hear me.
No, you got to talk in a microphone.
Ooh, Gypsy Bonobo will hold it for you
so
on
I'm
her knees.
Tell you, you're going to do a four-count command. Then you're going to get in a position for the flogger. So you ready? One, go down on your knees. Hands behind your back. Good. Two, extend your hands all the way forward in front of me, palms up. Head all the way down to the ground. All the way, keep going. That's it.
All right.
And this is perfect. Palms all the way down on the ground. All the way, don't cheat. There you go.
Looks very sacrificial.
Yes.
Mm. Oh my God.
Beautiful. New Year's Eve, glam, glam. Whips.
Three is going to be a Gorian pose. You're going to sit back, lift up. Hands rested on your legs here, just like that. Palms up always. That's a complete sign of giving yourself to me. Mm. Good girl. Four, turn around, stand up, place your hands behind your head.
And here we go.
Yes, we are making way.
Get out of the way of the floggers. Here they go. And look at those.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Light, laser light floggers just glittering and glimmering for New Year's Eve all over Jackie's happy nude rear. Yeah.
Ooh.
Very happy.
If it's too much, two fingers up. Do you understand?
I understand. And don't hold back.
I never do.
Excellent. Ooh.
How does that feel?
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, it looks so pretty, swishing around.
I love the colors.
Mm. I love the metaphor of being beaten by the light.
Yes.
Or beaten slightly whipped. I don't know. It's not beaten. What is it?
She's being taken by the force.
Flogged.
Being flogged
She's
by
being
the
taken
light.
To the dark side.
All right.
Flogged into the new year.
I want the dark side.
Mm. We are
the dark.
Dark
side is beautiful.
We are dark.
Yes.
Oh, I'm in love.
Beautiful.
Down. I want your palms down there on the ground.
All right. We are going to have to take a break real soon.
Ooh.
But we can have a grand finale right now.
Girl, get it.
And everyone in the audience who gets to look at Goddess Phoenix.
This is like the most talented thing I've ever.
Beautiful. Woo. Turn the lights off.
If we have lights and we can turn them off,
you're both
we
so
should be
amazing.
Able to do this.
Wow.
Tech people.
It's
amazing.
Wow.
Who's expecting miracles of my tech people?
They have miracles. Thank you, tech people.
Whoa, beautiful. It is going around and around.
Look at that.
That is just a New Year's treat. Happy Goddess New Year. Phoenix.
Ow!
Happy Woo! New Year. Yay. Nice.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
That was 5D for me. It literally touched my
lights back up, please.
I felt one. <wanted to. laughs>
But it was consensual.
You felt me from over there.
Literally felt it.
So, Jackie, turn around.
A light one.
Happy 2017.
A very, very happy 2017.
What's my name, bitch?
Goddess Phoenix.
Good girl.
Good girl.
Woo! Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. The honor was mine.
All right. Beautiful. Wow.
Ride,
so who wants to ride the Sibian into the new year?
Ooh.
I know.
You do.
I
Lonnie.
Do.
Anybody else? Danielle is opening and closing her mouth a lot.
We can decide over the break, maybe.
Maybe over the break we'll decide. Okay.
I want to watch Jackie Blue ride.
I
want to
ride it.
I know. BeLive really wants to ride it, too. He's been telling me all day.
Well,
just suggest it. Just suggest it.
I'm trying to spread around the activities so people who haven't had activities will have activities. And anyway, so we're going to come back in just a few moments, and we are going to do the countdown. It's only 32 minutes and 41 seconds until 2017, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. So we're going to take a little break, but we're going to come right back, and we're going to ride the Sibian. Lonnie's going to ride the Sibian, and maybe some other people are going to ride the Sibian as well, and have some more whipping and... popping of the poppers and you know, all kinds of New Year's fun. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, Patrick, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines, ding dong dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she's coming! She's
yes.
Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister. Come for
us. Face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's
we
have a hand.
We have lift off. We have lift
we
off.
Made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall
oh.
over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
So, yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we only have a few more minutes to 2016, and we are going to ride the Sibian into the new year vicariously with Miss Lonnie Legend doing the riding. And she's right here. So she really wants to show her beautiful breasts. So can
not
you...
Allowed on Facebook.
Not allowed on Facebook. So can you show...
We'll look at some male nipples.
Right.
Those are okay, right? Male
Facebook
nipples,
like
they're good, right?
That rude friend who's like, mom.
Safe harbor.
It's like, no crop tops, girl.
And I want to stay longer at the party.
We have Mistress Tara Indiana.
Howdy.
Has joined
Woo!
Us.
And
thanks for having us back.
My favorite U.S. presidential candidate of 2016.
Thank you.
And you really know how to beat Trump.
I do, but I didn't beat him well enough.
Well.
So I think I'm going to have to beat him.
Again. Now.
Yeah.
Here he is. And oh, I see you got him.
Oh.
Almost naked.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I'm going to start the Sibian.
Come on, Donald.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just on a slight vibration.
Hi, puppy. Ay, ay, ay.
He has been stripped of his fancy suit.
Papacito.
Testing. Is it working?
I think so, yes.
Okay. You've been really bad, haven't you?
Yes.
You weren't supposed to win, were you?
Oh.
No.
He didn't even think he was going to win.
You didn't think you were going to win. I didn't think you were going to win. And now you've ruined everything, haven't you? You're really going to get it. You know that, right? Yeah. And you deserve it, don't you? You've been very bad. All fours.
This is Trump therapy.
Turn your face to us.
Whack him. Yeah.
Harder.
She's riding the Sibian while this is happening.
And she's riding the Sibian. Lonnie Legend.
I think Donald is liking this. Look at this. I think he's liking this.
We don't want to see that, Donald.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Oh. You know, I'm not done with you. If you think that I've given up, you're wrong. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you in Trump Towers. I'm going to come and get you. Do you understand? I almost got you the last time I was out there. I was in the lobby, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to beat you in the lobby of your own home. As soon as I can find a photographer that's got the balls to shoot me. Is there anybody here?
Yes.
Right there. My
Trump, because it's a public space, baby. It's a public space. They can't stop me.
Just don't eat at the Trump Grill. It's got really
bad
food. Oh,
my, no. It really, right before that happened, we were there. And it was terrible. I already checked the place out. And when he's not in the building, the security's pretty lax. Isn't that right?
Look at those tiny hands.
Tiny.
Do the hands match what's in the undies?
Yes,
short,
they do.
Bigger.
Let's see what we're working with, Donald.
Oh
yeah, do it sexy for me. Do it sexy. Oh, are you embarrassed? You don't want people to see your tiny, tiny cock, do you? That's why you make those big skyscrapers and put your name on them. Because you have a tiny penis and you don't want anyone to know.
I'm
going
to have to ask all of you
to
come up real close.
So why don't you just get it off your chest? You know you want to. Just drop it so that everyone will know the fucking truth.
Ooh. Wow. Whoa!
Oh.
Say goodbye. goodbye to the old year.
Oh, my gosh. Donald Trump, I know where you live.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, very good. So
did I get a little dark?
Very, very convincing. Very, very compelling. Yes.
Get Trump out of here.
Did I make, did I make my...
That was a little wee-wee.
Yeah. 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 Well, we knew it. I mean, we'd heard about it, and it was. So, okay, we're almost at the new year, brothers and sisters. So we need to distribute the poppers, and I'm not talking about drugs.
What's going on with Lonnie?
And Lonnie is riding the Sibian. How's it going? I don't even have it very high.
Wow. Oh, jeez. What about if I do this while you ride the Sibian?
I was sort of wondering why I was starting to get more and more turned on. I was thinking, is it Donald Trump? You know, because he was sitting right here. And then I realized it's Lonnie back
there, fucking riding that Sibian.
But
yes.
I think it was also Donald Trump, little dick. I think it really turned us all into compassionate women. We all gasped with compassion.
I thought there was some gasps of humiliation, actually. But maybe some compassion.
We all agree.
I'm sorry. I know that must have been a distraction for you.
No.
Where's the microphone here?
I was laughing and it made me rub harder on the city.
Oh, now I feel
that's
better.
A girl, that's how I feel about Donald Trump. It makes me want to do what you're doing more.
Yes.
Well, we might as well just have a good time.
Well, you have a chance.
Okay. Why not?
Actually, you could ride two people on the Sibian. You get behind her. Whoa.
Whoa.
Premature.
Yeah.
Am I doing it right?
Yeah. Sure.
Honey, you're premature to the new year.
Yeah, premature.
She gave it to me. I didn't know.
No, we're preparing.
Good. We're getting ready.
Okay, so now we're going to be like in the midst of New Year's with Lonnie riding the Sibian and somebody poppers going off and somebody getting spanked or whipped.
I'm gonna spank.
Okay.
Can I spank them both?
Should we beat
time?
Donald Trump again?
Donald should be being beaten again. Yes.
Come back, Donald.
Do you both want to be spanked at the same time?
Yeah, let's organize.
Or what
about
right
here?
Like a bunch of people. Well, what if a bunch of people
right
beat
of me,
Donald
right
Trump for the new year?
A bunch of people beat Donald Trump. Yes.
A bunch of dominatrixes. Yes. A gaggle of dominatrixes. Yes.
I would like to beat him with my book.
Donald.
And
he's not very smart. Somebody
but
find Donald.
We do need to have people setting off poppers. Gas mask girl. Well, say it. Say what you need to say. Can you give her the microphone?
Yes.
I am supposed to be starring in gasmaskgirl.com.
All right.
Yay.
When a stranger in latex... No.
Year.
Stranger... Latex Stranger Calls, Part 2, with Persia, the woman that you saw the last time you were on here.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be her girlfriend, and there'll be both bondage, latex, and other fetishes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You're speaking my language.
All right.
Do
you want to greet the new year with a gas mask on?
If I knew where my gas mask went to.
I just hear someone say squirt.
Yes. Is my gas
squirt
my,
in the new year?
Is my gas mask over there by any chance?
Please say it again.
My yes.
Your gas mask.
It should be behind you somewhere. It was.
Somebody's sitting on it.
It was near there
right
somewhere.
We are getting to that point. 6 minutes and 22 seconds.
So, Dr. Susie, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
6 minutes.
No,
what
I'm trying to organize things.
What is your resolution for
my
this
My resolution is to go bonobos in 2017.
Woo!
And not let the haters get me down. And just, you know, not worry about the left or the right. And just try to enjoy myself.
And be a nasty woman.
Just have fun.
Yes. Be a nasty woman. Absolutely. And a bad hombre. Yeah.
I think we already saw the bad hombre's little wee wee.
You know, it's full of surprises, 2017.
Indeed.
So, who else wants some poppers? We need.
Well, while she's riding the Sibian, she's going to have poppers, and I'm going to spank her at the same time.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yeah, you should have a few poppers here. Let me have another one. Okay, maybe.
Ooh, I'll do that now.
Okay, so we've got 5 minutes, brothers and sisters. Everybody get your poppers in line. And I think we need some champagne, right? Champagne? Handsome Hollywood Jake. Yeah, we're going to ring in the new year. We got to have some champagne, baby.
May I?
Yes. Whoa.
Perfect. Whoa. That looks amazing.
I'm squirting the photographers. Oh, there we go. Where's the Donald?
We're still looking for the Donald. If somebody could find the Donald and bring him back here, that would be
hey,
amazing.
Ecor, show us your shirt. Oh, yeah.
Would you like the microphone? Speak into the microphone.
I just want to say that this is the best night of my life. I feel like I'm finally a human being.
What have you been before?
I don't know, some kind of weird machine, and now I'm finally alive.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes.
So ask her how she likes the spanking.
Until 2017.
Got his feet.
If you want champagne, you can get it
she
at the bar.
She wants to know how you like your spanking so far.
You know, I wouldn't prefer it any other way. Like, I only fuck with professionals. I guess I
would. We are.
Don't go to a Honda dealership if you want a Porsche.
Spanking out. Ooh. The old year and flogging in the new year. I think we have to use those beautiful floggers because they are so New Year's-y.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. They are just so beautiful. And
oh. I've got my belt.
Mm. Oh, your belt. Would you like a little spanking?
Honey.
Okay. Yeah, pull up that big skirt.
I want to see what's under that skirt. That cute little skirt of you. Oh, look at those undies.
How does this work? Oh. Ooh.
Oh, Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
She's showing us her.
Yes, beautiful Ooh. Boobs.
Yes. Let's see what's under that skirt.
I like the headphones.
Ooh. All right. We've got 1 minute and 44 seconds, brothers and sisters. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. I don't want her to come quite yet.
Coming up. New year.
Dr. Susie.
It's going to be the new year, Captain Max. I love you.
Yeah.
This is for you.
The new Messiah is here.
Light up your drink, honey.
Wait, oh,
his
light
name
up
is
my
Trump.
Drink.
Light up your drink from God.
Oh, thank you.
Beat.
Where's your microphone? Okay, so we've got one
no
more minute.
Tops. We got to be nice. We got to be nice. We just should arrest them and put them on trial.
One more minute.
A little champagne over here for the. There's more upstairs too. There's more over there and over here. Over there.
Here, I think you should be at least spanking the Trump surrogate here.
Is there more champagne upstairs?
Who has a tiny little dick?
Can nobody find Nemo? Is he just gone?
We got more.
He's mortified.
Okay. Bend over.
Softer, please.
All right. We've got 13 seconds. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Woo! Poppers!
Bend over.
Yeah, baby. Whipping and riding the Sibian, setting off poppers, and drinking champagne. Partying like bonobos. That's what we do here in Bonoboville. And we are ready to meet that new year, whatever it has to offer. Whoa, could you come? Oh. And where's the microphone?
Happy
and
New Year!
Lonnie Legend came on the new year, right?
Yes, on the new year. Into the new year.
Into the new year. She came right into the new year. Anybody else got poppers?
Cheers.
Well, that was crazy. Yes. And a happy nude rear. Woo! Yeah, beat that butt. And let's have Ikor come up here and do a song for us. Ikor.
We want Ikor.
We want Ikor.
Ikor. Happy New Year, Anna. Thank you.
I'm perfectly good here.
Bring Ikor up here. Come on, Ikor. Look at his shirt. We got to sell these.
Happy
hashtag
New Year,
Bonoboville, bitches! Hashtag
you.
Motherfucking Bonoboville. Where
all right.
are you?
All right, we got a lot of bad girls here, so you want to do She
a lot
Bad?
Of bad girls. Yeah.
Or you want to do We bad Are girls. One? So that we. Oh, you're going to do another one? Okay.
When right. I was a kid, surprise I was always looking for bad girls.
This is Ikor the Wolf, brothers and sisters.
Volume, baby, give me some volume. Is everybody? Hey, Jay, hey, stop it for 1 second, eh? Stop it for 1 second, eh? 1 second. Is everybody good tonight? That's what I'm talking about. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? We already into 2017, y'all. So keep it peaceful, keep it uplifting, motivate people, and keep it Bonoboville. Hashtag what?
Bonoboville.
Come on, Jake. Come on, I mean, Abe. Yeah, this is about being good. Woo. Good in life. No matter what the situation is, always be good. You see? I'm sending a shout out to my little homegirl, watched her grow up in Detroit, Minnesota. So, shout out to my girl City right there. You know, LA Talk Live in the building. Bonoboville, Dr. Susie. I'm good. Let me y'all say I'm good. Yeah, I want y'all to just vibe y'all here to turn it up, baby. Turn it up. Yeah, so they can feel it. Turn it on up. There we go, so they can feel it. Yes. Yes. I'm good. It's all about being good. You understand? You got one go round in life. Make it your sweetest. Here we go.
ballin'. Watch this magic display. 32, 23, 24 in your face. I'm all over the place. And Tiger Woods, I'm good for many hoods. And they love me and hate me, but ain't me, it's one lease. But I'm here for y'all. Game off the wall. M. Jackson, get master like Bill. I play the whole field. And this is my field of dreams. When my team will no reveal, they will come to us. It's a must that I bust. Got the whole world riding with me. Metro, Wolf Transit, fucking handle it. This is my metropolis. Call it E-Coronopolis. Stay on the hot list. Love them topless. In my whip topless. Told y'all I'm good. I rock shit. Now throw me the ball. Cross it over on dog. C-Paul, we ball to win the game. Now, know my name like Metal World. Yeah, go insane. Hold it good. You call the wood. I'm good. I'm good. And I'm so good. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear y'all say it now. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Yo, in every hood got them talking, feeling good 420 the time. Now relax your mind and let your conscience be free while you listening to me. Cause the beat from Timothy Bloom showing up, it boom, we sweet. Fuck the rim, we above the earth, heaven, best place to be. Give me any seat in the house, I'm good. Out the house, I'm good, understand. It ain't always been good, I had to make it that way so I can say I'm good. Can you say you good? Can you say you did what you had to do to make it out the hood? And I commend you, not to offend you, to do nothing every day. Wake up and go around the way. That don't pay, but I know it pay. What? Spitting this shit on the level of the NBA. Top notch, top side, Mad Dog, D5. My team is wrong. We live. I'm good. Come on.
Good. I'm good.
I'm good.
What?
I'm good.
What?
We're good. I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear y'all. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. You know what? The only reason that I'm good, cause I ride with God, and he ride with me. See, I'm complete, see my T's all crossing all I's. Got it, I always got it going on. See, I'm a mogul with muscle, grown man strong, Samson, camping in them Hamptons with my Delilah. Damn, she on fire, then she lit the fire. She told me to, she said, relax.
She said, baby,
this moment in time is not being direct. What you expect? When you good, you good. And when you got it, you gone. Flaunt it to the world and be about it. No limit, Percy Miller. I'm a thriller on the mic. Take a flight like y'all know who's showing y'all. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Me, y'all. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm good.
Not good.
But normal good, yeah. Ballin', watch this magic display. 32, 23, 24 in your face. Ballin', watch this magic display. 32, 23, 24 in your face. See, that's magic. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, 23, 24 in your face. Ballin', watch this magic display. 32, 23, 24 in your face. Ballin', watch this magic display. 32, 23, 24 in your face. Yeah. 32, 23, 24 in your face. Magic.
Woo.
32, 23, 24 in your face. Oh. 32, 23, 24 in your face. Get it. Bonobo Bill. Bonobo Bill.
Bonobo Bill.
We're good.
We're in the 2017.
Mix,
the wolf at
we're here. We are here, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We made it. Yeah. It's a new song. Yeah. You want to do another one?
I turned it off.
Oh.
You want to do that? She bad, NJ? I mean,
you had a few orgasms there.
Sorry.
Yeah, you had to turn. Right, right. I forgot about our Sibian rider. Oh, here we go. She bad.
Oh, hey, my friend. Y'all feel like y'all want to shake to this? Y'all feel like y'all want to shake to this? Going to shake to this. Yeah.
Woo.
Look how she shake that thing. Look how she
make it burn. Look how she drop it low. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it burn. Yeah, that girl go. She got me watching lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way she made me say damn. Kick like jam, 10 times John P added up, $7 baby holler. What up though? Just to make my presence known.
Whoa.
With my Roman, I'm in your zone. I'm
known
by the way you move that thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's taking it. Back that thing up like she bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, damn, y'all can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she woo that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Bang. Everybody stop. Look at her pop. That thing bang. Got him ready to spit some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo. She showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaking lap dance, tap dance with a man I don't even know. But this night, the show, that deal, she ill. Yeah, she said, keep your feel. Strap on, hold on real tight. Screw those thighs and ride that thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me, let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club, right? Shit, yes, sir. I ain't lying, I'm fine. She got it like that. She bad.
She bad.
She bad. She bad, look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang.
That girl can go.
Don't stop, cause you got me turned by the way you pop and the way you pop. You got me hot, so don't stop.
Don't stop.
Work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching her do her thing. Crank that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake those ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, y'all can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing. Like beep, 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 beep. She bad. Come on, she bad. Let me hear y'all say it.
She bad.
What?
She bad.
That girl can go. She shake that. She bad. She bad.
She bad.
She bad. All y'all bad.
She bad. Bonobo.
Look at that. Yeah. She bad.
Go bad. Bonobo. Ow. Eat the wolf on New Year's Eve in Bonoboville.
2017. Bonoboville. Woo! And we out, I guess. So you got.
Are we out of poppers?
All right.
Any more poppers? Set them off now. Come on.
Woo!
So now, look who's here. Marguerite and the monkey. Yes. Well, you're all dressed up. Not ready for fighting. All right. So, brothers and sisters, I think we're going to be ready to, like, disperse into a just general party like Bonobos in just a moment, but I want to thank all my fabulous, beautiful guests for joining us here.
We love you, Dr. Susan! I didn't hear that. Let me hear it one more time. We love you, Dr. Susan!
Love you, Max.
Aren't you supposed to kiss somebody at New Year's Eve?
Am I good? What?
You're supposed to kiss someone at New Year's
Someone?
Eve. You too.
I love you, darling girl.
I love you, big captain.
Right. So this woman, I've known this for 30 some odd years. She has raised my bail. $200,000 while I was in prison in this free country.
I don't know how I did that.
And she stuck by me when they said, get rid of this guy.
And you stuck by me while I was in a coma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love you, darling. And it's 2017. And
we're here for another year.
You see this gold safety pin?
You
all know what it's about, right?
I got my safety pin.
It's the resistance. It's the resistance against fascism.
Yes,
against
indeed.
Losing up.
Tell it, Captain Max.
Yeah. We are in a country today
where we have a major, major problem. Listen, I don't mind. The guy's pretty good. He's a comedian, sort of.
Sort of.
A sick one, but he's a comedian. Here's the problem. He's going to get a hold of our Supreme Court. He's going to get a hold of hundreds of federal judges. Okay? What that means for all of us that have worked so hard, and been imprisoned, and been beaten, and it means that we may lose some of those rights. So it is important, even though you're a progressive or a liberal or a libertarian or whatever
or a conservative.
The fuck you are, you better watch out because we have a major problem. And so very nicely, we should resist with nonviolence, but we should resist. And if it wasn't for the Electoral College,
because
we would have won. Hillary, George Bush, they're all the same. But here what's important. There are people in this country. There are people. Hello?
Oh, there you are.
There I am. I thought I was being censored already, and he's not even in office. Maybe getting hacked by the Russians. I don't know. You know, but we should all be cool, and we should all be good, and we should all resist at every level that we possibly can. Because hold of courts, if he gets a hold of these federal, it's 50, 60, 70 years going backwards, and we can't do that.
Amen.
Amen.
A women.
A women.
A
women. Say fucking women.
Win.
Happy New Year's.
Happy
Captain
New
Year's.
Happy,
happy
New
Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Oh, where's at the bottom? I'm scared.
We do have a fight ahead of us, but, you know, unlike some of the liberals that say we've got to work hard and not play and not make fun of the Donald anymore, we are going to continue to have fun. And we are going to continue to party like bonobos until we just run out of steam. That's right.
There's never enough steam in Bonoboville. We always have steam, you guys.
I just want to thank everybody here, all of you beautiful bonobo sapiens, for joining us here in Bonoboville and for sharing this moment.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Yeah. You never know what might happen, you know, between the terrorists and the freedom fighters and the fascists and the populists and the presidents and the precedents. We just never know. So we need to appreciate and savor and just get the most out of every moment, which I think we do very well here in Bonoboville. So,
you're so okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for all of you. And you who are out there, if you're watching in your cardboard box or your mansion on a hill or if you're eating bad food in the Trump grill,
very bad.
Be good. Resist.
Resist.
Give us all your money.
Revolution and give Madam... Mistress Porcelain, your money, always.
And give Mistress Porcelain your money. Yeah.
And jewels.
You know.
And spread the wealth.
Give all these beautiful women your money.
And
give Ikor a little money, too, you know.
And Ikor, too.
And
that body deserves money. That body deserves
Jackie
money.
Jackie also needs your money.
Okay. All these people
need
obviously
need
money.
Like me.
Hey, Max, use the other bar mic. Use the other bar mic. It's like...
We all want money. Give us all
that
money.
One's like
how much time do we have?
I want all the money.
I want money, too.
We all want money.
Well, okay.
We have a lifetime.
We are going
have
to just
a lifetime.
What do you want?
Tell you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to
someone
you
love
tonight.
Even
if
that
someone
is
you. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on World Wide Web.